Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Pamela Jones. Pamela Jones is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured while at work on 12-6-21. Appears she was waiting to get her bus when her name was called. Appears she turned, made one step, and fell over a parking curb. Appears she relates she landed on her knees and left hand but did not strike her head or have loss of consciousness. Appears she believes she injured her lower back, neck, and shoulders and was diagnosed with 5 bulging discs in the lumbar spine and 2 in the cervical spine. Appears she had epidural injections and facet injections, but no surgery. Appears she is no longer receiving reactive treatment. Appears, new paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Jones was seen at AtlantiCare Occupational Health on 12-6-21. Appears she stated she tripped over a cement parking block and landed on both knees and hands, injuring both hands, and had radiating pain up to her shoulder. Appears she also injured her upper and lower spine. Period. She underwent x-rays of the thoracic spine that showed degenerative joint disease. Period. X-rays of the lumbar spine were normal. Appears she was diagnosed with contusion of the right and left knee, comma, thoracic myofascial strain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, left rotator cuff strain, comma, as well as bilateral hand contusions. Appears she has begun on Motrin and cleared to work regular duty. Period. She followed up on 12-15-21 when she was authorized to remain out of work and was referred for specialist consultation. Period. Physical therapy was also ordered. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Jones was seen orthopedically by Dr. Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, on 12-23-21. Period. She denied any previous accidents or injuries except for a car accident about 30 years earlier. Period. She was currently complaining of neck pain, comma, back pain, comma, bilateral knee pain, comma, bilateral hand pain. Period. She stood 5 feet 8 inches tall and weighed 270 pounds with a BMI of 41.049. Period. He performed x-rays of the cervical spine that showed severe degenerative arthritis. Period. X-rays of the knees showed tricompartmental arthritis on the right greater than the left with medial joint space narrowing. Period. X-rays of the hands showed no arthritis, fracture, or dislocation. Period. He also noted the x-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine done at AtlantiCare Occupational Health. Period. Dr. Green diagnosed bilateral knee contusion, comma, hand contusion, comma, as well as cervical and lumbar sprains and strains. Period. He placed her on a Medrol dose pack and naproxen. Period. He kept her out of work and recommended physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. She continued to see Dr. Green over the next few months. Period. On 2-3-22, he recommended MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. New paragraph, she did undergo MRI of the cervical spine on 2-16-22 to be inserted. Period. The same day, she had a lumbar spine MRI to be inserted. Period. Dr. Green reviewed these results with her on 3-3-22. Period. His impression at that time was cervical sprain and strain. Period. He referred her to a spine surgeon. Period. New paragraph. She then was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. De La Soda on 3-15-22. Period. She had 6 weeks of physical therapy to date. Period. He noted clear diagnostic workup, and interim course of treatment. Paired, he diagnosed cervicalgia and lumbalgia. Paired, straight leg raise maneuvers were negative at 90 degrees bilaterally. Paired, she had intact sensation and ambulated without difficulty and was able to walk on tiptoes and heels. Paired, lower back revealed restricted range of motion in all directions. Paired, the neck revealed restricted range of motion. Paired, he recommended additional physical therapy. Paired. New paragraph on 4/14/22. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser. Paired, on 4/22/22, he performed facet joint injections at L4-5 and L5-S1. Paired, he administered an epidural steroid injection on 6/23/22, also to the lumbar spine. Paired, she continued to see Dr. Pulser through 7/8/22. Paired, she reports no relief from the facet injections. Paired, she was also now complaining of pain in the anterior and posterior aspect of her left leg. Usually it is in the right leg. Paired, this had been going on for 2 days. Paired, he had her continue cyclobenzaprine and ibuprofen. Paired, his final diagnoses were spondylolysis of the cervical region and lumbar region, as well as lumbosacral radiculopathy. Paired, he concluded her lower back was the biggest issue for the patient. Paired, he concluded she was unable to work and was not a candidate for radiofrequency ablation. Paired, no further injections were indicated. Paired, he recommended she see Dr. Della Sota to see if surgery was an option. Paired, if not, she would have reached maximum medical improvement status and would most likely need a functional capacity evaluation. Paired, new paragraph, Dr. Della Sota did follow her care concurrent with Dr. Pulser through 7/28/22. Paired, as per the therapist documentation, she had plateaued. Paired, she had injections with Dr. Pulser without improvement of her complaints. Paired, he performed an exam and referenced the functional capacity evaluation. Pretty clear to return to work light duty. Paired, she had reached maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical perspective. Paired, he emphasized the importance of weight reduction. Paired, new paragraph, Ms. Jones did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 7/18/22. Paired, deemed she did not perform it with maximum effort, but at a minimum she was capable of working in the light physical demand category. Paired, and then insert the usual comments about submaximal effort, etc. Physical exam, extremities upper, she was tender at the right anterior shoulder, but there was none on the left upper extremity. The rest is normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus, deformities bilaterally. Paired, there was swelling of her ankles and feet, but no atrophy or effusions. Paired, the rest of that is normal. Spine cervical. Range of motion was full in all spheres, but flexion and extension elicited tenderness. Paired, thoracic. She was tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Lumbosacral. She changed position slowly due to her body habitus and was able to squat to 60 degrees with support. appeared. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 30 degrees, complaining of tenderness, appeared. Extension by lateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Appeared she was globally tender to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Appeared she did have excessive adipose folds in the thoracic and lumbar spines. Appeared supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 60 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Appeared she had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Appeared impressions. On 12-6-21, Pamela Jones tripped over a curb at work, landing on her knees and hands. Period. She was seen at occupational health the same day, where x-rays did not show any acute abnormalities. Period. After 9 days of care, she was referred for specialist consultation. Period. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Green, beginning 12-23-21. Period. She participated in physical therapy. Period. She submitted to MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine that showed extensive multi-level degenerative changes consistent with her age and morbidly obese body habitus. Period. She also was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser, but did not have any relief with either epidural or facet joint injections. Period. On 7-18-22, she participated in an FCE, during which she did not demonstrate maximum effort. Period. As of 7-28-22, Dr. Della Soto discharged her from care within the parameters set forth by the FCE. Period. A paragraph of the current examination found she was, in fact, morbidly obese. Appeared there were excessive adipose folds about the thoracic and lumbar areas. Appeared she had swelling of the ankles and feet. Appeared she had varying mobility about the lumbar spine. Appeared sitting in supine straight leg raising maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the lower back in particular, there is minimal disability unrelated to the subject event. Period. Ms. Jones has the expected multi-level degenerative changes of varying degrees that comport with her age and body habitus. Period. These were pre-existing and not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period.